Changing economics, expectations of customers, and requirements of investors are key drivers of the electric industry's transition to cleaner energy. Paul Chodak, AEP Executive Vice President of Generation, explains AEP's decision to close coal plants.
You know, it's not really a decision that AEP has made. It's not a unilateral kind of decision. It's being driven by, number one, what's going on with climate change and responding to that, recognizing that there will be a price put on carbon. And number two, because there's going to be a price put on carbon, people that loan us money, banks, investor groups are all looking at that, and they look at the risk associated with that. And basically they say, hey, we're not going to invest in your stock if you have more than a certain amount of coal. And we're also not going to loan you money. Our job is to take care of our customers. And we need those investors and we need those bankers to really want to support AEP. And if they see AEP as too risky because we have too much coal, then we're going to have a problem. Additionally, our job is to provide our customers safe, reliable power at the lowest cost that we can. Right now, that is not coal. If you just look at the economics of it, you know, prior to any CO2 regulations or anything going into effect, all the folks at our coal plants will tell you they are running much less just based on economic dispatch of the asset. In other words, wind and solar have zero variable costs, right? They have no fuel cost associated with them. So they're actually cheaper. And natural gas has been at historic lows for some time now. When natural gas is down around $2 or even a little above $2, our coal plants are more expensive to run than our natural gas plants. So straight up economics has taken us to where we are now. In other words, producing power at the least cost that we can with our existing assets has really reduced the amount of coal that we've been burning. But we also know going into the futures, there's the risk of CO2 regulations that are going to make our units even less economical. And then you have the additional pressure of investors and bankers and people that we rely on to provide us money to serve our customers. So for all those reasons, in the best interest of our customers, we're moving away from coal.
For AEP, customers are one of the major factors in the transition to a clean energy future. Toby Thomas, AEP's Senior Vice President of Energy Delivery, talks about the changes in customers' preferences and concerns about where their energy comes from.
There's been a shift over the years that we've seen, you know, where there's been more focus on renewables, and partly for two reasons. Our customers see that the climate's changing, and there's risk to that. And then as we look, even over the last 12 months, and you see the impact of the pandemic that we're working hard to come out of as a nation, as a globe, but you can even see large customers greening basically their processes, greening their businesses. And it's basically becoming a requirement. So we have residential customers all the way up to large industrial customers, all of which are interested in the transition. A lot of us around the economics, a lot of it, those same businesses have the same pressures of their investors, expect them to have a more sustainable business model. So it's driving our customers to do that. So if our customers do it, and for a lot of those customers, we are a big part of the input into their product or service. So they're looking to us to do the same thing.
The transition of AEP's energy resource mix is taking place in a dynamic environment for the utility industry. Paul Chodak looks ahead to some of the possibilities for the electric grid, investments, and opportunities.
When you think about what our system is going to look like 10 years from now, by the way, you know, I say that like I know exactly what it's going to look like, but I bet you if you brought in 10 CEOs and asked them what's the system going to look like 10 years from now, you'd get 15 different answers. Okay, so it's pretty undefined right now, but we do know that it's going to be a much more dynamic environment. You're going to have two-way power flow where the customers have electric vehicles, they have solar panels, they may have a micro turbine, they'll have batteries, and all those things need to talk to one another. And the system's not built for that right now. It's built for one-way flow. So there's tremendous investment that's going to happen in the utility industry. Trillions of dollars are going to get invested in the utility industry, and we will be a big part of that. And so there's tremendous opportunity, and people need to move in those skill sets, and we're working with folks at Perkey and elsewhere. And, you know, we already have a 2028 retirement date. Perkey's in 2023. So we're building the programs that help people transition. But we've already had people transition to various jobs within the distribution and transmission organization.
In the move away from coal, AEP and its employees face the challenges of making the transition as coal plants close. Paul Chodak talks about working with employees to provide new opportunities, especially within AEP.
The thing about our people is our mission is the same. Our mission is to provide safe, reliable, low-cost power. That's not changing. How we do that has to change because of the things we spoke about before. And we still need all our folks to provide that service to our customers. When I think about where we're going in the future, it's going to take different skill sets, right? We're going to use renewables, we're going to use solar, we're going to use wind, we're going to use new technologies that we don't even know about yet. We're going to have a much more diverse grid. So there's tremendous opportunity within AEP. We're still spending $6 to $7 billion a year building things to take care of our customers. We have tons of work and opportunity within AEP. It's just going to be different. It's not going to be at a coal plant. It's going to be other opportunities elsewhere within the corporation. Our goal is to retain as many of those posts from those plants and find other opportunities within the corporation. And like I said, it's a huge, dynamic, growing field within our business. There's tremendous opportunity out there. We just have to work with folks to help them see how their skill sets map to maybe new jobs or maybe to something they're interested in but need to get a new set of skills to do that. We've had INC techs go in and be control techs within transmission. We've had them move into distribution. We've moved some people to other plants. That was our go-to move. We have actually a pretty good track record of enabling people that wanted to stay with the company to find other jobs. Very, very few people have we had like severances with because they've been able to move to other jobs. The challenge for us now is we used to be able to move into other power plants. Well, we're shutting down a lot of power plants, and solar farms and wind farms don't take a whole lot of people to run them. And so we're going to have to move into other areas.
For employees and their families, making their way through the transition can be difficult, but also a time of opportunities.
What I would say is don't be afraid. Have confidence. You work for a company, and I work for a company. I'm an employee of AEP just like the folks at our power plants. We work for a company that actually cares about them. And this is a difficult transition, but we'll make it together. And I think there's tremendous opportunity for those that are interested and willing to be a little bit flexible and a little bit agile. We're not going to leave you alone. We're going to work with you to get where you need to go. And also know that I understand that we're talking about people's lives, people's families. And we will give you as much notice as we can so that you'll have all the time in the world to make your decisions about where you want to go. And we'll work with you, help you understand what your opportunities are.
Thank you for listening. For more information, visit aepcommunitytransition.com.